You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on RBN Network. We have Pat down in Texas. Good evening. I hope you're having a nice evening down there. Over.
Oh, I'm not going
on. Never mind.
Yeah. You there? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was afraid I'd run out of energy on this phone. am I on the air?
You're on the air, young lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. A caller, and I was busy dialing, and some of the kiddies here, and I didn't hear if he stayed on the air, and that's who you were talking to last, but he said, we need to get rid of Citizens United.
Right.
Right? Okay. With that,
Pat, you broke up. What was that last part again?
Do you agree that we should get rid of Citizens United?
Pat, I'm a firm believer that all these groups are just ways to funnel money into politicians and crap, and they're no benefit whatsoever for the people. Like Joe mentioned, if you want to do something for the community, get out there and get in a bread line or something like that. Help serve people, and this is the only way to restore this country is to get people working together. Forget these politicians; they're not doing anything.
That's not true. We have some good people there, and I guess you don't believe the John Birch Society too much. Because they tell you you don't believe in them.
I don't believe in any societies.
Well, you have to look and see what they're doing. I mean, they ask questions of candidates and whatever, all of us.
That's a fair assumption. But out of the decades I've been around in the United States here, do you see anything getting better?
Yes.
What?
When we first tried to get on radio, you guys would have never made it. When we first tried to get on the radio, and you said, God, you were off air right away. Well, right away.
Did you tune in earlier? Did you turn in earlier where those that are mentioning God in YouTube and on their Twitter accounts are having their accounts
late? Yeah, it's time to get out there and fight YouTube. You're not going to help nobody helping homeless in a feeding line. I do that right now, and I haven't talked. It takes 20 years to talk to people like that and for me into doing anything. All they think is, I'm not going to worry about how I eat. Somebody else will do it. I'm not a Democrat.
I'm not either.
I don't believe that you can, I don't want to get into all that. But people can look it up themselves if you believe it. But we have a contest going on here in Texas against a flaming Democrat, Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz. And I know y'all don't like Ted Cruz because he's accused of being an Israeli file. But see, you need to look at what they do, not what they accuse of. I sure don't want Beto O'Rourke on here in Texas because but the people supporting him are no Citizens United group, and they're out after every conservative in Washington. And Ted Cruz is one of the highest up there with the top of the John Birch Society's Liberty Index. And you look at the question and say, well, I don't agree with that question. Whatever. Who's doing anything? You look at who's doing something. If you know a better place for us to work, I'll listen to all that on the air. But Ted Cruz, all the top conservative people know Citizens United is after. And then they put an X to their name when they're gone.
Yeah, well, Pat, let me say this. This is like listening to Mark Rubio and Ted Cruz, who are anti-immigration, both immigrants themselves, but have no problem supporting Israel with their miles and miles, which would stretch two-thirds across the state of Montana, and their barrier walls to stop immigrants and or Palestinians from moving. They're hypocrites.
I know about Mark Rubio. He's part of another group of people in this country who want to take the country. It's New American, whatever. Unfortunately, they stole the New American Magazine name from the John Birch Society. But what they want to do is have the immigrants take over the country. Do you know that?
Well, yeah. Well, there's more to it than that. I mean, Pat, if you get time, you might want to... Pat, you might want to watch a video on YouTube where it says Zionist Jews admit that immigration is number one on their agenda. I could go through a palette.
I have an argument to that, too. A fallacious argument. Okay,
yeah, Pat.
Will you let me argue that question? Because someone agrees with you, it doesn't, is against you, it doesn't mean they're your enemy or whatever. You know, maybe that's how we got in trouble before, because we said, a friend of my friend is my friend, and you know, that sort of thing, and it's not always true. So because somebody agrees with you on something doesn't mean that they're on your side.
Yeah, but there's more to it.
And these politicians, they know what to say, but they won't argue. Like Red O'Rourke, he won't argue with Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz will give the facts, and he will give the same old mushy stuff, you know, you all need to be taken care of. Yeah, and raise the taxes on poor, innocent people that have a medium-sized little house, you know, to pay for it. Build a big city. Agenda Green, Agenda 21, 30, and Greenies. I'm telling you, you have to look at what they've done. This guy has an actual record that you can look at, and we looked at, that's what we did when we put Ted Cruz, and we looked at his record of what he'd done before he went to the Senate, and people won't do that. Now, feeding people in a breadline, I've done that a long time, and I haven't won one of them over to vote.
Pat, you're missing the point here, and I'm going to let you go here, but you're missing the point here. This is like in areas where veterans are arrested for feeding the homeless.
Crazy things happen, okay?
Well, I know, but the point is, though, is where are your politicians? Where are your politicians that instead of spending $700 million to arm and train rebel jihadists, aren't putting that $700 million into a local community? And all I ask, wait a second, Pat. All I ask you is go look at the voting record of what Ted Cruz or anyone else that you adore, and look at what their voting record is, and see where their actual actions are.
Okay, I don't know, but this Beto O'Rourke, he's the one who cares about people, right? He didn't even go down, he didn't even try to help anybody in Houston when they had all that flood.
Well, look at your governor down there. He would not allow loans for anyone to rebuild there unless, if they were boycotting Israel. I mean,
But I'll go back to what your last guest said. Where's the proof of that?
Google it. You have an internet right before you. Google it.
If I can hear it come out of their mouth, I believe it.
Well, there's statements in the Houston Chronicle, all that stuff.
Don't you know about Houston? Don't you know that it's run by LGBTs?
Yes. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. That's getting off topic here. But anyway, hey, Pat, okay. Thanks for calling in. I got a whole bunch of other news to cover, okay? But thank you for calling in. All right. There is a lot of stuff going on in this country here, and it's no different than what we see over in England there. Anyone that's anti-war seems to side with those like Wolf Blitzer, who would rather, as I mentioned before, support the arms industry and forget about the killing. In Israel, every hour a Palestinian kid is shot. In Yemen, every 10 minutes one is killed. And we're supposed to sit there, and it reminds me of the joke where some politician is standing up there. You put Obama's name. Who cares? Obama's sitting there saying, you know, every time I clap my hands, a child in Yemen dies. And some guy yells from the audience, then stop clapping your hands. But this is the problem we're having here, that most of people will not take action because they're too, like Pat would mention, they're consumed with their LGBTQI, whatever address surnames they want to call themselves. They're too busy worried about their lifestyles and stuff to worry about anyone else until it affects them. Like right now in the United States, there's wars everywhere. People are dying by the millions like that. But let's ban plastic straws, for God's sakes. Anyway, Ken, you want to cue up that one about the Arctic, taxi driver over there in Britain there? This guy goes on to talk about Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn's anti-war. He's pro-Palestinian. And what do we see from that? The constant attack on him being anti-Semitic, all this stuff like that. And it makes you wonder what's going on and who's controlling things. So you have that video there, Kenneth?
Call off the dogs. Call off the dogs. That's just horrific. They don't even see it. None of them. The abuse, the absolute tsunami of hatred towards Jeremy Corbyn. But the most powerful people. People who... the prime ministers, politicians, the media, using their platform. Look at him. Steptoe. Corbyn. He's a commie. He's a racist. A Russian spy. Why won't he drop the bomb? Anyone that supports him is disgusting. How could you? You're just dogs. That's all you are. Those who supported him when I went to Labour Live, like nurses and firefighters and teachers, disabled, black, white, gay, straight, Muslim and Jew, they think you are all dogs. Why? Because you want a better world. You want £10 minimum wage, free education, no more war. No more war. Yeah, you peace-loving hippies, you're just dogs. John McDonnell, our party members are not dogs. He looked visibly angry. Look what we're faced with every single day. Treason, look. War and secret dossier to discredit Boris. Theresa May's a suicide bomber. They've wrapped a suicide vest around our constitution and handed a detonator to Brussels. Sorry shit every single day. Last night in the Remainers, the problems are being hijacked by flag-waving EU. The cowards who sell their soul to Corbyn for a second vote on Brexit. And look, this is what they're scared of. John McDonnell, look, puts workers' share plan at the heart of the radical left manifesto. They're petrified. They're petrified of you. They're petrified of change. You know, rise like Chihuahuas, like Labradors and Springer Spaniels and Dachshunds and Rottweilers and Poodles and Yorkies. You are the Jack Russells. Rise like Dobermans. Rise like Mongrels and Labradoodles and Cockapoos. Rise like Border Collies and make this world a better place. Come on!
There you go. Like I say, the world's problems aren't just adherent to the United States. This is all over. They do not want a better living wage for people. They want to keep people locked in austerity, and they do this through the constant fear. And again, remember, the main plot is always to accuse someone that is the same as you are. So they call you a communist and whatever like that. You know, you want to support your country. You be a flag waver or something like that. Well, in the meantime, they're out there destroying our statues and all this stuff like that. Anything that shows any history, because they don't want any history. That video I mentioned here back in 1980s where it showed those kids going into, I think it was a 7-Eleven, and they were highlighting how it was to interact with people, black, white, it didn't matter, Korean, like that, you know, that video was removed from YouTube. They do not want any history about what this country used to be like, what how proud we were. Sure, we had differences and stuff, but we were working through that after the 1960s with Martin Luther King and all these Rosa Parks and stuff. But see, they don't want a united country. So take it. Not just from me, but from history. And that's why they're trying to remove history. Just like we can see in the and you can Google this. You don't even need to have a Twitter account, but you can look at Donald Trump's Twitter feeds about how he was against all these military interventions and wanted to make America great again. Well, like that little clip I have there of Germany at the starting of the show here. Germany had rose up there, and they had rebuilt their pride, their culture, and in their communities. They got rid of all the porn and all that stuff, and instantly he's labeled as what? Oh, God, he's an evil demon like that. You know, and this is why they thwarted Trump on everything. They don't want a unified America. People would rather have their illicit sex lives and watch ads on TV there that, an erection Hansen device like that. You know, of course, we use foreplay when we were younger. But anyway, but you're supposed to have Medicare pay for that device. So why should millions of Americans who can barely make their own payments on stuff have to pay taxes to make some erection device plausible to some elderly person? I would change mates if that's a cause, you know, or case, you know. Just like for those who would like to see something interesting, just Google or whatever phrase, duck, go, whatever like that. Woman sets man on fire or man sets woman on fire. And see how many countless cases of this is rising up all over, whether it's the United States, whether it's England, whatever like that. You know, I never heard of this stuff when I was growing up. Never. But this is the society they want. They want to blend us all together, and which causes more friction. And while we're busy fighting with one another, the government can be off in la-la land blowing up someone else. And remember, though, you're not supposed to be bullying people here, but it's okay to attack and invade and destroy a country like Raqqa over there in Iraq. If you were to turn that image into a black and white, it would look just like Dresden. And then hear people like Nikki Haley say, well, the United States is going to help rebuild Syria. I mean, how anyone can justify the destruction of someone else's land and then not realize why people sit there and chant death to America? I mean, this is ridiculous that people can't catch on to this. In other news, the CEO of CBS, Les Moonves, is reported to resign after six more women have accused the CBS CEO of sexual harassment. It might be anti-Semitic to point out that he's Jewish, but there's a good article on that on Business Insider. And again, this is no different than what you watch out of Hollywood or any else stuff like that. The rampant perversions around this country and in Britain and other areas, rampant sex scandals. Is this what, and I hate to say this though, but even like Mark Rubio when, Wayne Madison posted the videos of his in his college days and those weird college festivals that Rubio was going to. I cleaned that up quite a bit. But anyway, these are the elected representatives that you have today. And again, like I say, until you change the morality of this country, nothing's going to change because people like to have filth all the time. And if that bothers someone of the listeners there, then you should probably engage looking at yourself there. And, of course, we know Jeremy Corbyn over there in Britain there. He's been on attack there because he's called for an investigation into Tony Blair for the alleged war crimes. And I like how the paper said that, alleged war crimes, during the Iraq war. And if anyone hasn't read the number 10 Downing Street memo and stuff, how they fabricated all this stuff, or the Chilcot inquiry, people are just absolutely nuts to not know what's going on around them. Where's my time? getting ready for a break here. There's a Hispanic guy that's over here in the field here next to the Jewish kid, but he came over and helped me with the house, put my little dog's house together here. I couldn't lift anything because of my medical problems here, but I got talking to him about 9/11, and I asked him about the World Trade Center thing, and you know, he didn't even know that World Trade Center number 7 fell, and I showed him the video on my phone there, and he was just aghast at what was going on that he didn't know about. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio, when Double Talk is all you get, and you wanna.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. If Ken pots that down, I can hear better. Thank you, Kenneth. You know, when people get interested in subjects, they start doing research. And I always felt bad for the military boys. These guys could have grown up, went to universities, become doctors, and whatever like that. We have 400 doctor suicides a year, it looks like now. But then you look at the effects, where you see the Pentagon's budget for SSRI drugs is into the billions. You know, of course, they have to throw Viagra in there because it's important that men get erections, you know. But anyway, Mike in Colorado is on. I'll pick him up here. We can discuss his next story together. So go ahead, Mike. You want to throw yourself in there?
Well, hey, Keith, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine there, Pilgrim.
I just wanted to comment, firstly, great show. You're a breath of fresh air on RBN. Your mind is open and your facts are on point. And the people that donate and listen, I can speak for them. They really appreciate that.
Is someone donating? I'm out of weed. I have a PayPal account.
Are you really in Montana?
Yeah, by God.
Well, because I could ship you some, but I don't know if it'll get through the USPS.
They'll probably raid it and take it themselves.
Right, keep it. But
like most of our law enforcement, you know.
Well, and I didn't realize it was you in the chat when I
about
that story.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's why I was trying to prefacing this here, the fact that all these soldiers are sedated on this, and now they got these wars coming up. So let's go into the story here about the National Commission on the Military and National Public Service.
Yes, too.
So they're going to have an open mic meeting hearing on the whether or not for registration of the military draft should be ended or extended will be at Cal State University. And this is Thursday, September the 20th, 2018. And I like how they went on the story here because, see, America is an equal opportunity employer, right? The commission was appointed by the president and the Congress to study and report on the draft, compulsory national service, and the feasibility of modifying the military selective service process in order to obtain for the military national and public service individuals with skills such as medical, dental, and nursing skills, language skills, co-op, stuff like that, you know, individuals with cyber and science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And, of course, it says here, without regard to age or sex. Now, remember, the military was going to recruit transgenders, and we've seen photos of this, and we're like, out of these old boys dressed in their high heels and stuff, and this was the so-called premise to get these guys into the military to enlist, which means that if the war starts, it shows you how spread thin the U.S. is in case something big happens. And so now they're talking about recruitment. And that's on the antiwar.com if anyone wants to look that up. So what says you about that, Mike?
Well, I would say that all the indicators out there, whether it's whoever you listen to when you hear a bit of a story here and a bit of a story here and a bit of a story here, the dots really seem to be lining up like this year something is coming.
Well, is that like the article on Zero Hedge for one site? You can go to Israeli Times, too, where American soldiers should be prepared to die for Israel?
Yes, exactly. And
so
I've been watching that. I mean, with seriousness, in about 2007, I happened on to some weird YouTube thing that was talking about Obama's not real. And so I went down that rabbit hole about 11 years ago. And ever since then, I've heard we're going to crash, we're going to fail, we're going to have war, blah, blah, blah. But at this point in time, it sure appears like all of those other indicators that I saw turned out to be false. Everything else is lining up like it's actually real this time.
Well, that's why I see the propaganda with the scriptal thing over there in Britain and everything like that. Everything is to demonize, just like Germany, you know, how bad Germany was, the concentration camps. And then if you start, like, I'll tell you what, Mike, if you didn't catch Mike Rivero's third hour on Friday, you should go listen to that in the archives. But this is the propaganda they use to get to inflame the youth. The millions of unemployed in America and Britain and the Western countries there that are locked down in austerity, can't find jobs, but they will fit a military uniform.
Right.
Anyway, my
Yeah, and if we're at that place where the Western powers versus the Eastern powers are at a deadlock as far as tariffs and money and things like that, it'll go to bullets.
Right, that's it. All right, well, I got to let you go.
Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Yeah, my best to you, okay? 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Radio, double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Any little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Any time at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, and I have my two beautiful, lovely dogs next to me here. God, I'm in heaven, and I'm in Montana. You can't beat that. The Palestinian teen activist, Ahed Tamimi, was banned from traveling abroad, her father claims, and this is an article to RT. She was one that slapped the Israeli IOS soldier over there, imprisoned, and whose slap was heard around the world. Israel can't have her out talking about that, you know. And in line of that, we were talking about these endless wars and stuff. And so with that, I have a video clip here. And this is Noam Chomsky, who I talked to many a times as I became active, I guess, not really politically active, but just surrounding around me. And I emailed with Noam Chomsky many, many times to the Berkeley college where he was at. And I asked him a whole bunch of stuff, and he told me things I never knew, and that's what got me interested in looking up history, and that's why I'm kind of a history buff. So, Ken, could you please play that video, please?
Why does the United States support Israel? Well, there's a history, and a very interesting one, that actually goes back a long time. One thing to remember is that Christian Zionism is a very powerful force, which goes back long before Jewish Zionism. In England, particularly, Christian Zionism was a powerful force among British elites. It's part of the motivation for the Balfour Declaration and for Britain's support for Jewish colonization of Israel. Remember, the Bible said, you know, and that's a big part of British elite culture. Same in the United States. And you go back to 1948, there was actually a split between the State Department and the Pentagon in the United States over how to react to the new state of Israel. The State Department was not committed strongly to Israeli conquests, the establishment of the state, and was concerned about the refugees. It wanted an implementation of the refugee problem. The Pentagon, on the other hand, was very impressed with Israel's military potential. The Israeli military successes, if you look back at the internal record and declassified, the Joint Chiefs of Staff described Israel as the second largest military force in the region after Turkey and a potential base for U.S. power in the region. That continued. Can't run through the whole record, but in 1958, when there was a serious crisis in the region, Israel was the only state that strongly cooperated with Britain and the United States, and it won plenty of support from the governments and the military for that reason. 1967 is when the current relations with Israel were pretty much established. Israel performed a major service to the United States by destroying a secular Arab nationalism, a major enemy of the United States, and supporting radical Islam, which the U.S. supported. And it continues right until the present. Right now, we saw an example of that just during the latest Gaza attack. You recall that at one point, Israel began to run out of munitions during the assault, despite the fact that it's armed to the teeth. The United States provided Israel with additional munitions through the Pentagon. And notice where they were taken from. These were U.S. munitions pre-positioned in Israel for eventual use by U.S. forces. One of many signs of how Israel is regarded as essentially a military offshoot of the United States. Very close intelligence relations that go way back, many other connections. And the media tend to take up, to support the policy of the government with very few, you know, kind of little questioning around the edges, but basically accept the policy. So, for example, take another issue. Take the U.S. invasion of Iraq. You cannot find the phrase U.S. invasion of Iraq in the U.S. media. That was obviously an invasion, a blatant act of aggression, a textbook case of, that's Nuremberg trials called the supreme international crime, cannot be mentioned. The tendency of the intellectual community to go along like a herd in support of state power, private power, is just overwhelming. Intellectuals like to think of themselves as dissident, critical, courageous, standing up against power. Absolutely untrue. You look at the historical record, that's a small fringe, and they're usually punished. The mainstream tends to be what was once called a herd of independent minds, marching in support of state power. Nothing new here.
Well, there you go. You know, like I say, I have nothing against the state of Israel or Jews or anything like that, but this long-standing belief that Israel is going to be the center, like I say, a spiritual man examines everything. Whatever you call it, Jesus said his kingdom's no part of this world. Had it been, his followers would have fought that he not be delivered up to it. And this building of Meccas and stuff on earth, and I mean, it's... There's a great video on YouTube called This Land Is Mine. It's sung by Andy Williams, and it shows you the exchange of Palestine over the years, the different soldiers, all this entire area like that, you know. It's a good watch. It's a cartoon type thing there, but you can see what is being depicted on it. While we're on the subject of Israel, though, I noticed an article where the Israeli news stated that they were supplying humanitarian aid to the Syrian opposition. That's those jihadists over there. An article that the IDF had them immediately pull. Then I thought, well, hey, you know, as I was reading through my timeline there, Gilead Atzmon, who I've had on the show here, he highlighted that in Hebrew there's no such word as humanitarian. So, but again, if our friends, your sons, grandsons, are to go over and die for Israel, I really feel bad for you because they're not fighting for our freedom, allegedly. So when the body bags start coming home, don't come to me and say, you know, I lost a son. But you got a folded flag. Anyway. In 2001, the Secretary of State, then Colin Powell, had penned the letter to Bustani, thanking him for the very impressive work. By March 2002, however, Bolton, this is John Bolton, then serving as the Undersecretary for State of Arms Control and International Security Affairs, arrived in person at the OPCW headquarters in The Hague to issue a warning to the organization's chief. And according to Bustani, Bolton did not mince words. Cheney wants you out, Bustani recalled Bolton saying, referring to then Vice President of the United States, we cannot accept your management style. Bolton continued, according to Bastani's recollections, you have 24 hours to leave the organizations, and if you don't comply with this decision by Washington, we will have ways to retaliate against you. There was a pause. We know where your kids live. You have two sons in New York. That article's on The Intercept. This is how they use this lawfare against people, and again, it's because they don't fit with U.S. policy. In Venezuela, they're starting to kick off their gold-backed cryptocurrencies. This is to be able to sell their oil, which is, again, under U.S. sanctions, where Texas was once out there refining all that oil. The two U.S. jets have bombed a town in the Syrian Deir ez-Zor province. And what's interesting about this article is they were using white phosphorus munitions, causing massive fires, the Russian military has said. And, of course, I don't have no reason to doubt the Russian military. The two F-15 jets on Saturday bombed the town of Hajin with white phosphorus incendiary munitions banned under the Geneva Convention, according to the Russian Center for Reconciliation in Syria. And, again, we're supposed to sit there and think that all this stuff is humanitarian. And, again, you have to look at yourself and realize Syria has never attacked the United States. So, what's their goal? And of course, Noam Chomsky just stated that. The Dallas News reported a struggle between the Texas State of Board Education and conservatives who want to keep heroism alive in the minds of Texas youth. This is an interesting article, too, by the way. A panel advising the State Board of Education on whether seventh graders should learn their social studies courses has urged deleting the label heroic from the curriculum standard about the Alamo's defenders. And again, this is an effort to erase history. Words like heroic, which would describe men, are indeed value charged, and it's because of anything less would be, a slam onto the memories of those that might want to lionize these people. Except it's okay if you lionize John McCain as such a great war hero. Anyway, this is from Governor Greg Abbott down there. He's declared war on the political correctness as the TSBOE tries to diminish the heroism of those brave soldiers who fought and died trying to protect the Alamo. He tweeted out a call for Texans to make their voices heard on this issue. That's, again, like I mentioned there to Pat earlier, the same governor who wanted to refuse loans to those to rebuild after the hurricane if they boycotted Israel. Pope Francis has made it clear that combating plastic in our oceans is the biggest priority for him rather than pedophile raping priest in the Catholic Church. Good article on that on disclosurenews.info. And this is where the Pope has called for everyone to clean up the oceans threatened by plastic waste. I wonder if he thought about synthetic condoms, too. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. I'm so sick and tired of that. You know, when you molest a child or something like that, it stays with them the rest of their lives. And some go out and eventually do that, the same things in their mixed-up minds. This is more than child abuse. And it's time to, after trial, to bring back the gallows. Anyway. For those over there on the East Coast there that are listening there, you have your Tropical Storm Florence. It's about to become a major hurricane. Monday it continues to approach the southern eastern coast. It has about 11 p.m. Estimated time of arrival over there. The Hurricane Center said a rapid phase of intensification is expected to begin Sunday today. And Florence is expected to travel between Bermuda and the Bahamas on Tuesday and Wednesday before approaching the southern U.S. coast on Thursday. If you want some facts here, this isn't some hypothesized thing here, but in the last 6 months, Israel has killed 172 Palestinians in Gaza, injuring 19,139, including women, children, medics, and journalists. Just a reminder for those who don't know who's training law enforcement in USA, it might not be too bad to look that up because they're on our street corners today and they wear the title of Law and Order. And if you think I'm kidding, Google ADL law enforcement training. With billions of U.S. tax dollars every year, the U.S. builds the subsidized housing on stolen land for Israelis. And I have tried to highlight this here before. I've got a couple minutes here before my thing here, so I'll just read through some headlines here. I've done this before, but we look at mass immigration. We wonder why. These are articles from Israeli news. Israel refuses to end arms sales to Burma military with the ongoing violence against these Muslims over there in Rohingya. Records documenting Israeli arms sales to Rwanda during the 1994 genocide there will remain concealed and concealed from the public. These are all Israeli news articles. Israel's hand in Guatemala's genocide. Who describes some of the history behind Israel's activities in Guatemala? Just as a video on YouTube, as I mentioned earlier, Zionists admit that mass immigration is number one on their agenda. It's time for Jews to leave Europe. This is where the rabbis, after saying that a kosher deli or a synagogue was attacked, and because of the fear over here in Europe, Jews must move to Israel. And then we have the Israeli Defense Department openly admitting to selling arms to the Nazis over in Ukraine. And, of course, then there's a call for the Russian Jews to move to Israel because of the rise in anti-Semitism. Anyone can Google this information and read Israeli news because over there they love to just boast about what they're doing. Anyway, where are we at? Oh, and of course, don't forget that this would also include those killed by the cartels in Mexico by the Fast and Furious arms. The priest down there through El Salvador where MS-16 and those guys have been slaughtered. This is all to cause a mass movement of people. And where are they showing up? On our borders. Who's getting the contracts to build U.S. border walls? Israel, with 96 million Americans out of work. Here's a history one. A U.S. tech company, which had 20 senior staff on board the Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, have just launched a new electronic warfare gadget for military radar systems in these days before the plane went down. This Zihad Razia, a man who spent years of searching for the debris, was shot dead last year. What are they covering up? A billionaire, granny, listen to this one, okay? A billionaire pharmaceuticals executive has been blamed for the spurring U.S. opiate crisis, stands to profit from the epidemic after a patented new treatment for drug addicts. this Richard Sackler, whose family owns Purdue Pharma, the company behind the notorious painkiller OxyContin, which they won't give me enough of, was granted a patent earlier this year for the reformulation of a drug used to wean addicts off of opiates. The invention is a novel form of this, I can't pronounce that way, it's a buprenorphine or something like that. All these Latin words and crap. But anyway, a mild opiate that controls drug cravings, which is often given as a substitute for people hooked on the heroin and opiate painkillers such as OxyContin. They don't give you enough to get hooked on it anyway nowadays. But anyway, the new formulation as described in Dr. Sackler's patent could end up providing lucrative thanks to a steady increase in the number of addicts being treated with this new drug, which is seen as a better alternative than to the opiate substitutes such as methadone. See, create the problem and then find a solution for it and still make billions of dollars off of it. Break's coming up. In 1963, my great uncle Kenneth Browning penned two books of poetry. They were both called Scribblings from a Hermit's Pen. One was blue in color, the other one was green. And in it, he wrote down some very historical facts about Montana. And in it, he included a lot of writings as well as historical evidence from our family's trips from the London area or the UK from the 1400s with a whole list of our family and all stuff like that. But he was a miner. He worked the Spitfire mine outside of St. Regis, about 45 miles away or so. And in one of his writings there, he commented about the communist rise in America. And with that, I'll break for this commercial, and I'll finish with that because I have other things. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. And away you go. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're kind of laughing at the chat room there. But if you haven't joined us in the chat room, you should do that next week. Get yourself a browser brought up there and join us. Have some fun. Log in and whatever. Anyway, as I was talking about my great uncle, Kenneth there, he highlighted in one of his books there about the communism that was taking fold in America. And anyone that hasn't read that, you can Google the 1963 Communist Agenda. My puppies want to go out. They're getting all riled up here. They only got a few minutes left. But and of course, you can do this if you want to, whether you're a man, a woman, or if you're one of those confused it's today, you could simply follow that agenda there with a pen and simply place a check mark as you go down it like that, what has been accomplished so far. And in lieu of that, one of the following stories here, and probably one of my last ones that I have, is an article that says, why does John Brennan need a security clearance other than to commercially exploit it? And it goes on to say here about his... in 1976, in his 20s, John Brennan was a card-carrying communist who supported then the Soviet Union at the height of the Cold War. So much so that he voted to assist Gus Hall, the communist candidate for president, against the devout Christian Jimmy Carter, who ultimately won the presidency. This article goes on talking about John Brennan's history here, that he should have never have gotten into the CIA of any Western intelligence agency, given his communist background. And that's what I see today. When people like Father Coughlin, which I've talked about here, in the 1930s, when he talked about corporations and bankers, he was instantly enabled an anti-Semite. When you look at Israeli papers, they basically say the same thing, where Jews today are basically associated with this communism move. They openly admit that they're the least religious nation in the world. And, of course, they're still God's chosen, though. But this is what people should be aware of, and they should research this this whole thing. And, of course, remember all these wars were to stomp out the Red Scare, communism, all this stuff. And, of course, the U.S.'s trading partner today is communist China, communist Vietnam. You know, but you're supposed to forget all that stuff because they're a trade partner. It goes further on to say that the Saudis like Brennan because he became very quickly their man, so to speak. Some reports even allege that Brennan became a Muslim while there to integrate himself with the Saudis. It's important to read this article here where it says NBC News article entitled Former Spooks Criticize CIA Director John Brennan for Spying Comments, and that's by Ken Delanian. It was dated March 2nd, 2016, and the article contains many revealing facts and evidence while giving a flavor of the feelings of many in the CIA who felt Brennan was totally unsuitable and unqualified to be the director of Central Intelligence Agency. And that article is on Zero Hedge. Lawyers involved in the California lawsuit against Monsanto claim to have explosive documents concerning the Bayer-owned agency's agrochemical giants and activities in Europe. And now we see that there's thousands more cases being filed. Even Vietnam is filing cases against Monsanto now for their Agent Orange use. Anyway, that's about all I have here. There's a couple other stories here, but I'll let it go. Anyway, I'll tell you what. You all have a good evening. Thanks for those in the chat room. Thanks for those listeners out there. Thanks for Kenneth there and his wonderful dog Trigger in the control room. I have to let the puppies out, so we'll chat later, and we'll catch you rest on Twitter if we're not blocked by now. So... anyway, thanks for tuning in, and also for Joe and his wife over there in Oregon for calling in and letting us know on Syria. Anyway, Doug is up next with on Blacklisted News Radio, and stay tuned. I hope he's live tonight. We'll chat later. Good evening.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.